9, Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, folks. Long time no talk. Nate Lull back again at Skenivis High School tonight. It's our second game of our doubleheader here for Coaches versus Cancer Night. It's the Skenivis boys hosting Franklin now for a tip-off in about 6 or 7 minutes from now. It's time for our Butler Auto tip-off show here on WCDO. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. I just want to make a quick apology if anyone was listening online, WCDOsports.com, during our girls' game. Had a little bit of a computer hiccup there. We should be all good to go now. That's the joys of live radio, folks. So we appreciate you sticking around on WCDOsports.com. We will still have the full recording of that game. So if you want to go back on our game audio archive brought to you by SFCU, the full broadcast will be there that we saved. So you can always go back and listen to that game anytime, courtesy of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. This should be a good one here tonight, folks, for the boys' contest. So make sure you stay tuned. We're going to step away here on our Butler Auto pregame show. The Dragons and the Purple Devils set to do battle tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different. With a more
Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
It's Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Second game of our doubleheader here tonight, and the crowd, I think, has even gotten a little bigger. And we are live in Skenivis tonight. Skenivis boys hosting Franklin. The girls' game was the first game on tap tonight. Franklin girls defeating Skenivis 49-25. And again, out in the hallway tonight, 50-50 raffles, a bunch of good food. The raffles look really good. All sorts of door prizes out there. They had all sorts of movies, gift certificates, places where you could get other things to eat, a bunch of sports apparel and jerseys and shirts that you could go out there and try to win. So everything tonight is going to stay local, and it will be for Relay for Life as well as the American Cancer Society. And again, we've all been affected in some way, shape, or form by cancer in our lives. It's just that big of a thing. I know I have personally lost my mom to it, so I always try to come out and support these Coaches versus Cancer Nights because they mean a lot to me, because when your family is fighting and they need those type of things, they can go to something like Relay for Life or the American Cancer Society, some of these other local organizations that can help them out, and it goes a long way. I'm telling you, every little bit helps when you have that family member in need and you want to do anything you can to help them. So I really appreciate schools going the extra mile and doing these things. Again, all the proceeds tonight from the snack bar, everything. Skenivis is pumping everything they can into Coaches versus Cancer Night here tonight. And picked a great team, another great school to come in Franklin, who wanted to come and have these two games here tonight. Girls tipped at 5:30, and the boys will be tipping in just a couple of minutes. So it's our Butler Auto pregame show. really excited to see this one. Skanevis's Peyton Darling has been scoring at an amazing clip. He's had 33 points several times this year. I think that's his high for the season. So how will Franklin stop him? Franklin's been on a roll of their own right now. Matt Serro, Leo Temple is huge on the inside. Brian Johns, Brandon Gregory are all guys who can shoot the ball very well. So how does Skanevis counter that? So both these teams towards the bottom of the Tri-Valley League standings, but fighting for a victory here tonight. So I'm Nate Lowe. We're going to pause for the national anthem, but we'll be back. Coaches versus Cancer Night. It's Franklin and Skanevis tonight on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Wrapping up our Butler Auto pregame show. Franklin boys in Skanevis tonight. Let's get you our starting lineups. First for Franklin, head coach Skylar Thompson. He was nice enough to join us during the girls' broadcast earlier. We'll hopefully have him on for the postgame show as well. They start with sophomore number 2, Matt Serro. Sophomore number 4, Brandon Gregory. Junior number 12, Cole Ruff. Sophomore number 23, Billy Mettler. And junior number 24, Leo Temple. And Temple is a beast on the inside, folks. On the other side for Skanevis and head coach Heather Henderson, they will start with sophomore number 11, Wyndham Spooner, junior number 13, Zach Burton, junior number 21, Ethan LaPree, senior number 24, Hugh Gallagher, and senior number 30, Peyton Darling. And Darling is the guy that makes this team go for Skanevis. So we'll see what Franklin dials up for him tonight. We asked Coach Thompson about it. He goes, well, I'm sure there's nothing that he hasn't seen this year. Team's trying a lot of different things. We're just going to have to play good defense and see what we have dialed up for him. So he didn't give us any sneak previews, but we'll see what they decide to come out in here tonight. First year head coach, Sky Thompson. Oneonta grad, was a great athlete for them there at OHS, and really just seems to have a passion for coaching and working with young athletes. So great to see him there and learning a lot during his first year, he said. So here we go. It'll be Skenivas in the white with the blue and gold trim. They'll be going right to left. Franklin's in the purple with the white and the gold trim. And we are underway. Franklin wins the opening tip with Cole Ruff and into the hands of Matt Darrow. And, you know, the girls used a pink ball. The boys are using a white and pink ball. Kind of looks like a Harlem Globetrotters, maybe an old ABA basketball. So we'll see how that goes tonight here for these two teams. Franklin with the basketball. They go to the right side now for Brandon Gregory. Gregory finds Matt Serro. 15 on the shot clock. Serro wants to get to the rim. Gets it to go. No. Rolls out, but he is fouled and will head to the line. But things swirled all the way around the rim and then popped free. And so this will be Serro heading to the line just 25 seconds into the ball game here. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Glad to have Jim along here tonight. Always does great work. First shot is up and good here for Sarah. I don't know what it is about these special balls when they use for the Coaches versus Cancer. From my perspective here on the sideline, they look bigger. Almost looks like a bigger ball. I know it isn't, but it looks bigger and clunkier almost. Second shot for Sarah, no good. Rebound up and good for Cole Ruff. And Franklin has jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Boy, it looks like Franklin is going to be going a little box and one here on Peyton Darling. They're going to have Brandon Gregory doing the guarding duties. Dragons with the basketball into the corner. Pull-up jumper is off the mark for Zach Burton and a rebound for Temple and an outlet pass to Serro. Franklin Central across the front of the uniform for FCS tonight says Dragons on the other side for Skenivas. Right side of the floor now for the Franklin Purple Devils. Ball is taken away here by Skenivas. Temple will steal it back, though. Leo Temple to the rim. Won't go. Second chance opportunity. Second chance won't go. And a rebound, and now back up the floor here for Skenivas. And Temple is down in the backcourt here for Franklin with 6:50 to go in this first quarter. We'll hope that he's okay. He's gotten hurt in a couple of games this year. He's been struggling with some ankle injuries. So we'll hope that he's all right. Temple slow to get up here, with Franklin leading 3-0. And Temple is going to be helped off by head coach Sky Thompson as well as Cole Ruff, and that's tough. Coach Thompson said when he came over and joined us here that there's been a number of games where Temple got hurt early in the ball game, and that really took some of their fire away. So we'll hope that he's okay. He's over on the bench right now, and he's going to get that looked at. So we'll hope that maybe he can get some ice on that, maybe warm it back up a little bit after that, and see where he goes from there. So we'll keep an eye on that. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Just looked like he rolled it as he came down on the for the rebound there. Skenivas with the basketball have a jump ball. They're going to keep it here with the Dragons. That's funny. The official looked over at me. I'm sitting across from the scores table. Looked at me for the arrow. I'm looking like, I don't have the arrow. He looked over to the correct side, and that let him know where to go. Shot here for Skenivas is off the mark. A rebound. They look to put it up. It won't go. Rebound for Mettler and an outlet pass here for Brandon Gregory. So Brian Johns will come into the game now here for Franklin in the absence of Leo Temple. Into the corner, knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Franklin. Good defense there by Wyndham Spooner for Skenivas. Skenivas gave Worcester everything they could handle in the game last Saturday. 72-71, the Wolverines escaped in a little rivalry game between Worcester and Skenivas, only separated by about 6 miles. A steal now by Skenivas. Here's Peyton Darling trying to go coast-to-coast. Misses the right-handed layup, and Franklin with a rebound. They tried the home run pass ahead into the hands of Cole Ruff. His shot off the glass won't go. Rebound for Skenivas. Back down the floor here for Spooner. Spooner up and under. Can't get it to go. Spooner gets it back on his own missed shot, and is fouled on the floor with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 lead for Franklin over Wyndham. It's been end-to-end action, for Franklin over Skenivas. I'm thinking of Wyndham Spooner here, who plays for Skenivas. So it's the Franklin boys with a 3-0 lead over Skenivas here with 5:55 to go first quarter. Here is Peyton Darling, left wing side, looking to come off a screen, fires up a three and buries it. Peyton Darling for three to start things off for the Dragons. We're tied up at three apiece with 5:40 to go first quarter. Far side for Brian Johns. Johns splits through two defenders, finds Cole Ruff with a spot-up jumper right side, died on the back of the rim, and a rebound for Burton of Skenivas. And ahead now for Darling. Darling across the midcourt timeline wants another three. Got it. Peyton Darling from downtown. And he's 2 for 2 on his early shooting from the three-point land. Makes it Skenivas 6 and Franklin 3. Back out for Gregory. Gregory now to Brian Johns. Johns zips one back across for Cerro. Cerro back to Johns, wants a three of his own, left it short. The lefty didn't put enough mustard on that one, and Darling with a rebound will bring it back up the floor. Darling across the midcourt timeline, now being guarded by Billy Mettler. To the high post, they'll work it back out for Burton. He tries a three in the right corner, left it short. Rebound for Cerro, and he's fouled with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. It's Skeneva 6 and Franklin 3. And so Franklin will do the inbounding duties. Foul will be on Skenevis. That's on Ethan LaPree, his first, team second on that rebound. Franklin with the basketball back up the floor for Johns. Dribble drive, turnaround shot for Johns. Not enough air under it, and a rebound for Ethan LaPree. Back up the floor for the Dragons. They're looking to push it. LaPree trying to go all the way, and Sarah with the block. He says no, like Dikembe Mutombo, and knocks it out of bounds with 4.5 to go in this first quarter. Leo Temple up for Franklin, walking around on the sideline. Looks like he might be okay here. He's walking pretty good. Inbounds pass for the Dragons, tipped right back out of bounds. We'll stay with Skenevis. 4.5 to go in the first. It's a 6-3 ball game. Dragons with it. They get it in to Darling. Darling in the corner left side, comes off a screen, now gets to the high post, works it back out. Darling through two defenders, up and under and in. And Peyton Darling with 8 points, all eight of Skenevis' points, to make it an 8-3 ball game. Franklin trying to answer. They go far side. Mettler dials up a three. Got it. William Mettler from downtown pulls the Purple Devils back to a two-point ball game, 8-6, as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Darling across the midcourt timeline for the Dragons. We'll leave one off now for Wyndham Spooner. Spooner, far side for Ethan LaPree. He dials long distance. The bank is closed, though, as he tried to go off the glass. Franklin with a rebound. Cerro is fouled by Ethan LaPree, who was muscling him up as he brought it back up the floor. 3:50 to go first quarter. It's a tight one so far. Skenevis boys leading Franklin 8-6. Our girls game, which tipped at 5:30, Franklin won that one over Skenevis 49-25 here on Coaches versus Cancer Night on WCDO. Cerro across the midcourt timeline and the Dragons logo there. Cerro picks up his dribble, wants a straightaway three, no, too strong. Rebound for Franklin and an outlet pass now for Wyndham Spooner. Spooner back up the floor, right side, dishes one for Burton. Burton pump fakes, falling away, jumper won't go. Rebound for Franklin, and here comes Brian Johns, and the lefty back up the floor. Johns on the right side. Now we'll come back to Gregory at the top of the key. He dribbles into the blue paint, tosses it up, skims the front of the rim, clanks it off, gets his own rebound, and puts it up and in. Gregory with his first bucket, and we're tied 8-8 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. And here's Peyton Darling across the midcourt timeline. Darling wants a three ball, now instead passes inside. The kiss off the glass is good for Hugh Gallagher. In his first year playing basketball, they said during the senior ceremony that was prior to the game, and he's making a nice contribution. Franklin with the basketball trailing 10-8, but Cole Ruff says not so fast. Hits about a 10-footer in the right wing corner. We're knotted up at 10 apiece with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Darling across the Dragons logo at midcourt as Skenevis goes right to left. And he loses control of the basketball. Brandon Gregory was able to swipe it away for a steal. And back across midcourt for Cerro. Cerro, left side, now looking for Gregory. Takes it to the 10 again. No good, but a rebound for Cole Ruff. And we're going to have a foul underneath. Who's this going to be on? Looks like it's going to be on Franklin. It'll be on Cole Ruff, they say, pushing off when he was fighting for that rebound. So 2:20 to go, first quarter, tied at 10 apiece between the Dragons and the FCS Purple Devils tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. We appreciate you listening in however you're tuning in with us tonight. Dragons with the basketball, and here is Wyndham Spooner. Spooner down low, dishes one off for Hugh Gallagher and puts it up and in. Gallagher now with 4 points, and Skenevis leads 12-10 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Franklin across the midcourt timeline. Floating one far side for Brian Johns. He wants a three. Hits off the back of the rim. We'll have a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Franklin again with 1:50 to go first quarter. And the Dragons leading by a deuce, 12-10. We've got a good one so far here tonight at Skenevis. Again, our first time being on the radio here at Skenevis. Been here a million times for all our Twitter updates. Of course, girls soccer, girls softball been very good the last few years. Their boys baseball team made the sectional final last year. So we've been here a lot, just our first time being on the radio. We're glad that we can make it work. Here is Darling on the baseline, tried to dish it off, and his pass was intercepted. He was looking for Dylan Brundage. Purple Devils said no. As we come up on a minute and a half to go, first quarter, two-point game. Franklin trying to retake the lead, and a three is off the mark here for Billy Mettler. Rebound for Leo Temple, who's back in, puts it up and in, and it's good. Great to see Leo Temple, who rolled that ankle, get back right in the ball game, and now a foul at midcourt on Franklin, as Brandon Gregory is whistled for the reach-in. So we're tied 12-12 with a buck 20 to go here in the first quarter. I think part of it for Temple is between football and basketball this year, he's had a lot of injuries. So when you go down, I'm sure you kind of overanalyze it a little bit, like, oh boy, not again, not again. And that's kind of the look he had on his face. And good to see him right back in there. He's a tough guy. Skenevis, left side three, too long there for Dylan Brundage. Rebound for Wyndham Spooner, tried to chase it out of bounds, but his foot was on the line, so the basketball will go back here to Franklin with 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Both these teams towards the bottom of the standings right now in the Tri-Valley League, but both, I'm sure, want this victory here tonight on Coaches versus Cancer, and both have been playing pretty good basketball recently, giving some teams higher in the standings some real, real trouble. Franklin knocked off GMU last week, and as we said before, Skenevis gave Worcester everything they could handle in a 72-71 ball game that came down to a foul shot with less than a second left. Leo Temple will take it inside and is fouled at the left low block with 53 seconds to go first quarter. This is going to be the fifth team foul on Skenevis so far here tonight, and that's four on Franklin so far. This one will be on Dylan Brundage, his first. So we'll keep an eye on the fouls here in the first half. First shot up and good for Leo Temple. He now has 3 points. Peyton Darling has 8 points, and Hugh Gallagher with four to lead Skenevis. And on the Franklin side, it's Mettler with three and Temple with three. Brandon Gregory chips in with a deuce. Temple, second shot, too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound for John Davis, who's into the ball game. Davis dribbling it back out, immediately tries to put it back up, won't go. Temple cleans up the loose change, goes back to Mettler, who dials up long distance. Call can't connect. Rebound here for Temple. He goes up with it, also rolls off the rim, and finally the Dragons will scrape it down with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Peyton Darling hanging in transition. It won't go, and the rebound this time goes to Franklin. Mettler's going to throw it away, though, and Cerro just tracks it down before it goes out of bounds. Franklin leading by a point, 13-12, with 20 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Brian Johns, the lefty, so smooth on the left side, leaves it off for Davis. Davis in the paint, has to jump it back out, lost control of it, Dragons come away. Now for Spooner. Spooner in the lane for Darling, hanging in the air, left it short. Rebound for FCS, 5 seconds left. Here's Sarah, left side in front of the scorer's table. Stops, pops for three at the buzzer. Oh, just left it short. First quarter in the books. Franklin leads by a point, 13-12. I'm Nate Lawler, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on WCDO. The Franklin boys leading Skenevis 13-12. We got a good one here. It's a Tri-Valley League clash tonight. Coaches versus Cancer night in Skenevis. Glad to be here for it. Brian Johns, left side for three. And it won't go. Rebound for Mettler of Franklin. Bounces one back out for Johns. Johns leaves it for Cerro. Cerro with a dribble drive, stripped away, though, by Peyton Darling. Darling quickly back down the floor. Wants to take it to the rim, and he is fouled with 25 seconds gone here in the second quarter. And Darling will head to the line. Boy, he's had some big games this year. Several 25, 27, 29, mid-30s. I mean, he can fill it up. And he's off to a good start tonight with 8 points. So he steps in. Darling's first shot, up and good. Darling now with 9, ties it up at 13 apiece. So we got a good one brewing here on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Again, I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in Sydney, our Main Street Sydney studios. Darling goes 2 for 2, and he's got 10. That's a game high so far. Cole Ruff's going to come back in. Brian Johns to the bench for Franklin. Dragons lead the Purple Devils 14-13 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Cerro in the backcourt going left to right. Franklin with the basketball. They leave it for Brandon Gregory. Gregory, right side. Chest pass for Mettler. Mettler to Cerro, left side in front of the Skenevis bench as Franklin goes left to right. Back for Mettler, the lefty for a 3. Splash, swish from downtown for William Mettler. And it is 16-14 with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Darling across the midcourt timeline now for Skenevis. Can they answer? They go for Wyndham Spooner. Spooner in the lane. The floater is good. Hit the rim 3 times, but goes down for Wyndham Spooner. We're tied at 16 with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. And Cerro comes across the Dragons logo at midcourt. Franklin electing to slow it down a little bit here to start the second quarter. Run their offense. And they'll work it inside for Cole Ruff. And, just goes off the front of the rim. Hit the rim 3 times and wouldn't go down. He was wide open and just couldn't finish. Did everything but finish there. Dragons back up to the left side of the floor. Setting up their half-court offense now. They go to Darling right side in front of the Franklin bench as Skenevis goes right to left. Darling for 3. Got it. Darling now with 13. That's his third from downtown. And it's 19-16. And I think they've all been from that spot. That seems to be his sweet spot here. 6:15 to go in the second, and it's 19-16. These two teams throwing haymakers at each other at the moment. Purple Devils with the ball. Cerro in the corner for a triple. Yes! Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel for Matt Cerro, and he's got 4 points. We're tied at 19. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Darling back the other way. Bounce pass for Spooner. Dials up a 3 of his own, and it won't go. An air ball right into the hands of Cole Ruff, and now we'll slow it down again with 5:50 to go, second quarter. Cerro across the midcourt timeline. Sets up the offense. A little bit slower pace here as we're tied up at 19 in the second quarter. Cerro wants another 3. This one is too strong. Too much spice on that one. Darling, a rebound. Wants to go coast to coast. Is fouled and can't finish, but will head to the line. Boy, it was like he was shot out of a cannon there with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Again, we're tied up at 19 apiece. Darling went flying out of the gates. And he's just one of those guys that you can tell when he puts his head down and he's going. Don't get in his way because he will run you over. So 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Darling at the line. In and out. He'll want that one back. Second chance coming. Both teams going to the bench here to get some fresh legs in. Johns will come in for Franklin. And coming back in for Skenevis is Ethan Lapree. So both teams showing they got some bench. Some depth on the bench, I should say. So here is Darling. His second foul shot is good. So Darling now with 14. And Skenevis retakes the lead 20-19 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Cerro across the midcourt timeline. Coaches versus cancer night here in Skenevis. Glad they invited us. Glad we could be here. And we got a whale of a boys game so far. Right side for Cerro. He wants that 3. Got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Matt Cerro. And he's got 7 points. And Franklin edges ahead. 22-20 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Skenevis trying to answer. A 3 ball there for Dylan Brundage is short. And the rebound for Franklin, we're going to have a foul. This one is going to be on Darling, I believe, for Skenevis. So both teams with 16 fouls apiece. So that's 6 each. First personal on Darling. So 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We're going to have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report as well, coming up at the halftime break. We'll get you some out-of-town scores, some other scores starting to come in. There were some early games tonight. Again, 22 games in the area tonight to keep track of as Brian Johns gets into the blue paint and finishes the shot off for Franklin, making it 24-20. This might be the biggest lead of the game here for the Purple Devils. Darling for three from the right side from that sweet spot. It won't go. Leo Temple with a rebound. A long home run pass ahead for Mettler. Mettler leaves it for Sarrow. Thought about a three. Pump fakes, takes it inside. He gets bodied up there by Owen Schneider. And the foul is going to send Sarrow to the line to shoot 1-1 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Boy, it's been a busy week here on WCDO as we've done two games in Delhi. The girls against Unitigo on Tuesday, then we did the boys game last night. We got the doubleheader tonight. Tis the season, folks. It's a busy one as Sarrow's first shot from the line rattles in. And Franklin leads 25-20 as they continue to try to build this lead midway through the second quarter on the road in this Tri-Valley League showdown. Second shot coming now for Sarrow, the crafty sophomore. He's going to be a good one, folks. Can't get the second to go. There's that broadcaster's curse. Start talking good about somebody. Guaranteed to miss a shot. 25-20. Franklin boys on top of Skenevis. 4:25 to go second quarter. And the Dragons with the basketball. Here's Spooner, the floater in the paint, in and out. And Brian Johns is able to track down the loose ball on the rebound. And he'll look to work it up the floor. And here is Brian Johns. Johns with a defender right in his face, goes far side for Sarrow. Sarrow holding on to it, pump fakes, gets around Darling, pulls it back out. And now we'll have a double dribble. That was tough. I was screened from my angle. It was hard to see if it was a double dribble or not. Couldn't see if he picked it up. Zebra Crew was in a good spot, makes the call, and with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, Dragons get the ball back, trailing by five, 25-20. Skenevis trying to keep this trimmed down right now so that they can stay in this ball game. They'll work it inside for Hugh Gallagher. The lefty can't get it to go. Cole Ruff will scoop it up. And he finds the guard in Sarrow, who will walk it back up the floor. Sarrow far side for Brian Johns. Johns, who is a tremendous lefty pitcher for Franklin. I'm sure head coach Darrell Beers will be excited to have Johns on his staff again this year. And the lefty dumps one into the corner now for Mettler. Mettler looking to skip it across the top of the defense for Cole Ruff. Good thing he's tall. He was able to go up and get that. 10 on the shot clock for the Purple Devils. Right side for Johns. Splits two defenders. Gets into the paint. The hanging shot won't go. His own rebound is up and in. Brian Johns now with 4 points. And Franklin, this is definitely their biggest lead of the game at 27-20 with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Here's Darling into the paint. And Darling bounces one to the outside for Gallagher. Gallagher down low to the left low block. Off the glass here for Owen Schneider. It won't go. Franklin with a rebound. They're trying to wear Skenevis down possession by possession. Here's Sarrow into the paint. The little Euro step up and good for Sarrow. And he has 10. And Franklin has built this up to a 9-point lead, 29-20. Here's Darling through traffic. Blocked out of there by Sarrow, and he says no. Darling's trying to do everything he can to score and put this team on his back at the moment, but Franklin has had all the answers over the last 2 to 3 minutes here. Well, again, 2:37 to go in the second quarter. Franklin boys leading Skenevis 29-20. Straightaway shot here for the Dragons from way downtown. That thing was way up in the rafters, and it wouldn't go for Ethan Lapree. Rebound for Darling. Inside, up and under, it's good. Doing the work of a man. Darling was 16 with the kiss off the glass. Cuts it to 29-22. With 2:20 to go in the second quarter here, live tonight in Skenevis. We made the trip up I-88 for a Tri-Valley showdown between Franklin and Skenevis. Right side for Sarrow. Dials up another three. This one was off the mark. He rushed it a little bit. Big possession for the Dragons as they rip down the rebound. Spooner has his pocket picked by Billy Mettler. And into the hands of Sarrow, who will walk it back up the floor with a 1:55 to go, second quarter. It's 29-22. Franklin on top of Skenevis. Sarrow with the basketball as Franklin goes left to right. They find Brian Johns, works one down low at the right low block here for Cole Ruff. Out of bounds, off his foot, and back to Skenevis. If the Dragons could trim this up a little bit more, keep it close going into the half, you got to think that would give them some momentum as Darling has 16 of their 22. So Darling across the midcourt timeline, chest pass into the corner, Dragons with the basketball. Here's Spooner on the baseline. Spooner lost it and he traveled. So it's going to go back here to Franklin, and Head coach Sky Thompson wants a timeout with a minute 33 to go second quarter. Franklin boys leading Skanivas 29-22. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, a steal for Skanivas, so the Dragons get it back with a minute to go in the second quarter. Skanivas boys on their home floor tonight, trailing Franklin 29-22. Here's Peyton Darling. He's got 16 points. He's looking to dish this one off for Hugh Gallagher. Shot is no good. Rebound is also off the mark and no good for Ethan LaPree. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it on the floor. And Leo Temple is down again here for the Purple Devils with 47 seconds to go in this second quarter. This is the second time Temple has been down on the floor. It's 29-22. He went down earlier with an ankle, rolled it. He came off, and they got him back in the ball game, and now he comes off here again. So his ankles must be some tender. He's got big braces on both of them. But, you know, sometimes when your ankle is just tight like that, there's nothing you can do. Every little tweak just really, really hurts. And so Temple will go off. We'll hope that he's okay. He's been a big piece, especially rebounding the basketball here for Franklin. So again, 47 seconds to go, second quarter. It's 29-22. They're going to take Temple right over towards the locker room now, try to let him heal up here during their halftime break. I'll be interested to see if he can come back in the second half. So 29-22 the score. And Skanivas will get the ball back here. After that ball rolled out of bounds on Franklin, they'll try a three in the corner for Wyndham Spooner. In and out. And Franklin will rip it down. About a 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Game clock is down to 35 seconds left here in the second quarter. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report will be coming up. Three ball here for Brian Johns. Right side is short. Rebound for Darling. Darling across the midcourt timeline. A nice pass in transition to Gallagher, but he couldn't finish the right-handed layup. 20 seconds left, and off the miss, Franklin with the basketball. They can play for the last shot here if they want. They go Brian Johns across midcourt. Johns threw the pass away. Dragons steal it. It's loose at midcourt. Both teams scrambling for it. And it's going to be Franklin basketball. A jump ball gives the arrow to Franklin with 9 seconds left. Skanivas was trying to call a timeout desperately, but they won't get it. I don't think they had enough possession. So 9.3 to go. Franklin boys leading Skanivas 29-22. Mettler will be doing the inbounding duties and works its way in here to Brian Johns. Finds Cerro in the corner for three. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. Cole Ruff. Ruff back out for Brian Johns at the buzzer. No. And that'll be our halftime score. 29-22. Franklin boys on top of Skanivas. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO. Halftime report. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com tonight. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, the Franklin boys leading Skanivas 29-22. That score might even be a little bit misleading. It's been a really good back-and-forth type of game. So the Skanivas boys are led by 16 points from Peyton Darling, 4 from Hugh Gallagher, and 2 from Wyndham Spooner here so far tonight. Darling filling it up when he got hot from 3 there in the first quarter. That was really, really big for Skanivas. For Franklin, much more even. Matt Cerro with 10, William Mettler with 6, 4 apiece for Cole Ruff and Brian Johns, 3 for Leo Temple, and 2 for Brandon Gregory. And Cerro got hot there midway through the second quarter and that really helped Franklin build up a 9-point lead. Skaneva started to chip away at it a little bit here, but that certainly gives the Purple Devils a little bit of comfort here heading into the halftime break. But we'll see what happens with Leo Temple. He's gone down twice now with ankle injuries, came back in after the first one. We know he's been having some injury problems during the year, so we'll hope that Leo is okay. We're going to take a break on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll come back in a few minutes. I'm Nate Lowe, live in Skaneves tonight. The Franklin boys leading the Skaneves Dragons 29-22 at the half on WCDO. Time report, 29-22 our score, the Franklin boys leading Skaneves here at the break. Also want to make sure I thank one of our Franklin sponsors here tonight, Matthew Campbell Insurance and Retirement Planning, right on Main Street in Franklin. If that last name sounds familiar, of course, he's the dad of the Franklin superstars, I guess you could say, and Kayla and Marissa Campbell, of course, Colin Campbell as well. Shout out to Colin if he's listening tonight out at Cortland. I know he was listening earlier. Goes to school at Cortland now and was a great athlete as well at Franklin. So go on Main Street in Franklin. They'll take good care of you. It's that hometown service for your retirement planning, your insurance needs. You don't have to call the big 1-800 number. Just go there, deal with Matthew Campbell Insurance directly, and they'll take good care of you. I mean, that's what our hometown service is all about. That's why we're here broadcasting local high school sports. It's because we have that small town feel. So you can get that at Matthew Campbell Insurance, Main Street in Franklin. Insurance, retirement planning, and more. So Matthew Campbell Insurance, Main Street in Franklin. Please support them. They're one of our big sponsors here for Franklin Purple Devils basketball and all Franklin sports on WCDO. Again, our halftime score, 29-22. We'll take one last quick break. We'll see if Peyton Darling, 16 in the first half for Skaneves, can he put this Dragons team on his back on Coaches versus Cancer Night and lift the Dragons to a victory? We'll see here in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Start of the second half, Skaneves with the basketball, trailing 29-22 here on their home floor. Here's Darling for three. The bank is open late night on a Friday for Darling. Big smile there. He goes, oops, didn't mean to do that. But he's got 19. That's a big shot. Makes it 29-25 with 7.5 to go in the third. Franklin now going right to left. Skaneves left to right. This should be a good finish here tonight, folks, over the next two quarters. Franklin tries to go to the high post with Sarah. They go back to Mettler, the lefty for three, hit the right side of the rim, won't go down. Cole Ruff with a rebound, works it back out for Gregory. His shot is good. Brandon Gregory from long distance, and he's got five. Leo Temple is not in the game, and he's not on the bench either, so we'll hope that Leo is okay. Maybe he's off stretching it somewhere, icing it, trying to work his way back into this game. In the meantime, Wyndham Spooner works his way down low and gets a right-handed layup for Skaneves. Slicing into that Franklin lead, it's 32-27. Early in the third quarter tonight at Skaneves Central School. Here's Mettler with a bounce pass down low, finding Brian Johns. Johns back out. Mettler wants another three. No, not enough air under that one. Hit the front of the rim. Cole Ruff with a rebound. He's blocked from behind by Darling. And ahead now for Zach Burton. Burton in front of the Skaneves bench, and now goes to Darling left side. Darling bounces out, gets into the paint, stops, pops, and oh, it just won't fall. Hit the rim twice, out of bounds, back to the Purple Devils. So Darling with a game-high 19 points so far for Skaneves. Matsero with 10, and Mettler has 6 for Franklin. Those are our high scorers so far. Brandon Gregory with 5 as well for Franklin. And here is Franklin back down the floor. A floater in the lane is off the front of the rim for Brandon Gregory. No good. And then a foul on the Purple Devils with 6 minutes to go in the third. It's going to be the first foul of the second half. Foul's going to be on Brandon Gregory, his fourth, team's first. So now Gregory is going to have to go to the bench, and step in will be Nick McWeeny. So that's tough. You have Leo Temple out, and now you have Brandon Gregory on the bench with those four fouls. So Franklin down pretty much two starters at the moment. Going to have a foul on Skenevis as they bring it back up the floor for a push-off. See who they get this on here. Foul's going to be on Hugh Gallagher, who, okay, he was setting a screen for Peyton Darling there and just got a little too handsy. And so the ball back to Franklin going right to left. With 5:45 to go in the third, it's 32-27. Here's Cole Ruff to the rim. It was blocked, and Skenevis will come away with it with Darling. Darling across the midcourt timeline, gets into the paint, and he's fouled. And does a somersault through the blue paint there. And is fouled. Going to be on Billy Mettler, his second, team's second. So Franklin's going to have to be careful here. If they get in foul trouble, that could allow the door to be open for Skenevis to try to come back in from the foul line. A right-handed layup for Wyndham Spooner won't go. Gallagher the follow-up, and that also won't fall. And Franklin with a rebound. And up the right wing side for Brian Johns. With 5:15 to go in the third, it's 32-27. Franklin with the basketball in the right wing corner. They go back out to Johns. They look over to head coach Skylar Thompson. They get the signal on the play. Johns with a nifty move to get around Darling, then gets tripped up and is whistled for a travel. And insult to injury there. You fall down, and you will go slamming through the paint there, and you get whistled for the travel, so you don't even get anything out of it. A tough break there for Franklin. With 5 minutes to go, third quarter, Franklin boys on the road here tonight at Skenevis, leading 32-27. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you listening in here on a Friday night. It's Coaches versus Cancer night. They're playing with the pink and white basketball here in this Tri-Valley showdown between the Dragons and the Purple Devils. Dragons going left to right. A jumper in the corner for Wyndham Spooner is good, and he has 6 points. From the left corner, it was a long two, making it 32-29. And here is Serrell. They're going to need him to step up in the second half to keep and protect this lead if you're a Franklin fan. McWeeny back out to Serrell, and Serrell is fouled on a reach by Wyndham Spooner. Serrell is so quick and crafty, he can get penetration almost any time he wants to. I think that could be a key here in the second half as well. So Franklin will have the basketball. After that foul, here's our team foul situation. Franklin with 2, and Skenevis with 2. That foul was on Spooner, his second personal. Franklin with the basketball, and another reach-in foul. This one's going to be on Zach Burton, the junior. And Nick McWeeny was holding on to it, and Burton just came up and mugged him. And so that'll be the third foul on Skenevis, and the second on Burton. So Skenevis getting into a little bit of foul trouble. Here's Mettler for 3. Way too strong. Hammered off the back of the rim. McWeeny trying to save it. Couldn't get there in time. Goes back to the Dragons with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. It's 32-29. Franklin boys leading Skenevis. So the pace has slowed down a little bit here in the third quarter. To start this game, it was really just end-to-end, kind of a track meet at times. And both teams trying to chip away. Here is Darling on the left side. He's got McWeeny right in his face. And Franklin just double-teaming Darling at any chance they get. He's already got 19. And he'll dish this one off for Hugh Gallagher, who puts it off the glass and good. The young man in his first season of playing organized basketball has 6 points. You know he's an athlete, though. He's a great track runner for Skenevis, great soccer player. So, you know, if you could just use his athleticism, he was going to be an addition to this team, and he has been. Serrell for 3 on the right side. Jammed up against the rim, no good. It's a one-point game, and now a foul on Brian Johns with 3:35 to go in the third. Franklin leading by a single point, 32-31. Johns with his first, team's third. So both teams with 3 fouls apiece. And now Darling will bring it up the floor. He's been a little quiet here in the second half. At 16 at halftime, and he banked for that 3 to start the third quarter, but since then hasn't scored. Passing it down low, a right-handed layup for Wyndham Spooner will not go. And back up the floor for Brian Johns. They'll say he stepped out of bounds. No, they will say that it was stolen momentarily there by Darling, and then he stepped on the line. So it'll stay with Franklin. They will inbound in front of their own bench as they go right to left. Here tonight in this Tri-Valley League basketball game on a Friday night, late in the season. Playoffs in the Tri-Valley start next week, folks. Hard to believe we're already there. Cerro straight away three. Zips off the side of the rim. It won't go. Out of bounds and back to Skenevis. Yeah, Tri-Valley Championship is February 15th at SUNY Oneonta, folks. And then a week later, it'll be the MAC Championship at Binghamton University and the Delaware League Championship at SUNY Delhi. Those games will be on Friday the 21st. And then after that, sectionals is going to start February 25th. So we're just about 3 weeks away from sectionals, which for a lot of teams is the start of the end of the season, which is hard to believe. Here's Darling on the baseline. He's fouled before he could get that shot off with 2:45 to go in the third. One-point ball game. Franklin clinging to a 32-31 lead. Dragons with the basketball on the baseline now. Foul's going to be on Cerro, his first, team's fourth. So Franklin with four team fouls and Skenevis with three. They work it inside for Gallagher, and the lefty overshoots that one. Hit off the back of the rim, went sky high up over the glass and out of bounds. 2:40 to go in the third. It's a 32-31 ball game. Franklin ahead by a point. Skenevis has been chipping away, trying to retake that lead. They got down by as many as nine. They've trimmed it down to one. Franklin with the basketball. They go to the high post for Brian Johns. Back across for Mettler. Mettler pump fakes on a three. Left side now wants to take it to the rim. Little up and under. It won't go. And a rebound for Skenevis. It was partially blocked. And now ahead for Ethan Lapree, and he traveled. And Lapree tried to dump it to the inside, but shuffled his feet as his passing lane closed up pretty quickly there. Good defense by Franklin to hustle back. So this one-point battle continues. Both these teams have been a little cold here for the last minute or two on the scoreboard. Here's McWeeny. He goes to Johns at the high post. Franklin missing two starters at the moment. Leo Temple out with an ankle injury. Brandon Gregory sitting with four fouls. Cerro to the line, and he traveled. Got past the foul line into the paint and traveled, and the ball goes back to Skenevis. With a 1:55 to go in the third quarter, it's 32-31. Dragons across the midcourt timeline with Darling. Again, only 3 points so far in the third. Passes went over to the far side. A long three for Zach Burton is an air ball. And the basketball falls into the hands of Cerro. Cerro in the backcourt is fouled here by Wyndham Spooner. Spooner getting real physical in the backcourt. And that'll be the third on Spooner, team's fourth. So both teams here getting into a little bit of foul trouble with a 1:40 to go in the third. And across the midcourt timeline again for Franklin as they go right to left. Here's the point guard, Cerro. Cerro leaves it off for Mettler. Mettler, top of the key, works it inside for Cole Ruff. Ruff on a fadeaway shot, skim the front of the rim, won't go. Darling with a rebound. Darling is off to the races, trying to go all the way. The right-handed layup won't go. Rebound here for Skenevis. Second chance won't go. Darling fighting for a rebound, and he's fouled by McWeeny, I think, with 1:15 to go in the third. Yes, McWeeny with the foul. Boy, both teams fighting hard for that basketball. There was no love lost on that physical battle in the corner with 1:15 to go in the third. Franklin leading by a point, 32-31. Darling is not going to give up, that's for sure. He's that type of kid that would run through a brick wall to try to win a game for you. And Skenevis will get it in. They work one back out for Zach Burton. Straight away for Wyndham Spooner for three. No good. Darling, the rebound, puts it in. Darling has 21. And Skenevis retakes the lead 33-32 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Here is McWeeny. Now to Brian Johns, the lefty, straightaway three. Didn't get enough air under it. Off the front of the rim, but a traveling violation on Skenevis on the rebound. And a timeout. Are we going to have a timeout here? No, it's going to be a technical foul. It's going to be a technical foul on Skenevis, I believe, with 53 seconds to go in the third. I think they're calling that on Darling. The ball rolled all the way down the court, and Darling, yeah, they called it on Darling. Darling just rolled it back towards the scorer's table, and they ding him for a technical, and Sarah's going to go to the line. That's big. So Cerro will step into the line for Franklin. First one is up and good. Cerro now with 11. Ties this game up at 33 apiece. Second shot coming, no good. Franklin will get the ball at midcourt with 53 seconds to go in the third. Again, tied 33-all. So a technical foul there on Darling for rolling that ball back towards the scorer's table. He just kind of did it in an aggressive manner. I don't know if I necessarily would have given it. He didn't toss it back over there politely or anything, but I was surprised to see it. And now Cole Ruff makes him pay with a right-handed layup. He has 6 points. That's a three-point swing, and Franklin leads 35-33. Darling straight away for three. Yes, answers right back. Darling with 24, and Skenevis leads 36-35. 25 seconds to go in the third. Cerro, chest pass to Mettler. Now back to Cerro. Cerro to the high post. Down low, Johns, turn around. The kiss off the glass is good for Brian Johns, and he has six. Franklin leads 37-36 with 10 seconds left. Playing for the last shot of the quarter. Here is Darling. Works it to the inside. Back out for Spooner for a three. No. Hits the side of the rim. A rebound, and we'll have a foul. Foul's going to be on Cole Ruff with 3.5 seconds to go in the third. That's the sixth team foul on Franklin and the third on Cole Ruff. So both teams in a little bit of foul trouble here. And this will be Ethan LaPree, who got the rebound off the miss from Wyndham Spooner. And we'll head to the line. So LaPree's first shot, no good. Remains a one-point lead here for Franklin. Head coach Heather Henderson yelling out to take your time, take your time. The first shot, he really rushed it. And the second shot coming for Ethan LaPree at the charity stripe. LaPree steps in and can't hit it. Rebound loose. Both teams scrambling for it. Jump ball keeps it with Skenevis with 2 seconds left. Third quarter here, folks. 1 point lead for Franklin. Skenevis gets it in. A three in the corner for LaPree. No good. Three quarters in the books. And it's 37-36. Franklin boys on top by a point. We'll be back with the exciting fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU tonight. We got a close one here in this Coaches versus Cancer Tri-Valley League Boys Basketball Contest here at Skenevis. Franklin leading by a point, 37-36 as we start the fourth quarter. Brandon Gregory playing with those four fouls, comes back in, chucks up a three, and it won't go down. Mettler fires up a three in the corner. No good, but Johns was right there. That almost acted like an alley-oop, and he puts it up and in. So Brian Johns now with 8 points. Good heads-up on that rebound. 39-36. Dragons with the basketball. They go left side for Darling. Darling pump fakes to the top of the key. Franklin's got to be all over him. He's got 24 of their 36. They know that he's the option. Into the lane for Spooner. The kiss off the glass won't go. Rebound for LaPree puts it up, and his second chance also won't go. Cerro gets absolutely wiped out of there. And the foul is going to be on Ethan LaPree. And that's going to be the sixth foul on Skenevis as a team, third personal on LaPree. So both teams with six fouls apiece. So we are going to see some foul shooting the rest of the way. And in a tight ball game, that's going to be really big. Johns at the foul line, air balls it. Cole Ruff somehow athletically saves it. Back out to Mettler from downtown. Mettler with a huge three right there. And Mettler has 9 points. all on three-pointers. What a dagger there for the Purple Devils, making it 42-36. And now a traveling violation on Skenevis and Wyndham Spooner. So 6:45 to go in the fourth. It's 42-36, and Franklin trying to create a little bit of a gap here early in this fourth quarter. So Sarah was across the Dragons logo at midcourt. Goes to the high post. And now for Brian Johns. Lost control of it. Both teams scrambling for it on the floor. Darling tries to rip it away from Johns. Have a jump ball. Gives it back to the Dragons. 42-36. But the way Darling has been shooting the ball here tonight, you know, if he can get open for a couple of threes, he's been hot from downtown. He could pull them back in this game. Darling comes across midcourt. Ball in his hands. He's got Mettler right in his shorts with him. Left side now for Darling. Comes off the screen. He's immediately double-teamed. Splits through it, though. Takes it to the rim and scores. Little up and under Dr. J finger roll, and Darling has 26, and it's 42-38 with 6:10 to go in the fourth. Darling doing everything he can here. Left side of the floor now for Gregory. As Franklin goes right to left. Gregory in the paint. Down low for Cole Ruff. Up and in. Cole Ruff now with 8 points. And Franklin pushes that lead back up to 44-38. Dragons take it down low. The right-handed layup is off the mark and no good for Zach Burton. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it underneath. Boy, we're seeing bodies flying everywhere for these rebounds. There's going to be a foul on the play. With 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter, Franklin leading 44-38. Foul's going to be on Skenevis. That's who they put up on the board here. That's their seventh. Going to be on Darling, his third. And so it's going to be 1-1 here for William Mettler, who has 9 points, all on three-pointers. Good balance scoring for Franklin. 11 for Cerro, 9 for Mettler, 8 apiece for Ruff and Johns, 5 for Gregory, and 3 for Temple. We have not seen Temple in the second half. He's in the locker room still. We'll hope he's okay. Mettler at the line. Won't go. Too strong. Rebound for Franklin. A turnaround shot is up and in for Cole Ruff. Cole Ruff now with 10 points, and it's 46-38. A nice bucket there for Cole Ruff. The Dragons starting to run out of time here. Still 5.5. That's a lot of time left, but they're going to need to score on the next couple of possessions. Darling gets tied up with Mettler. That's turned into a football game down low. Darling trying to go get the basketball himself here from Burton. Burton will chest pass it over to Wyndham Spooner. Spooner tries to go up, and he's blocked by Mettler. With 5:15 to go in the fourth. A lot of energy here for the Purple Devils. Dragons will be doing the inbounding duties to the right side of the basket as they go left to right. They try to go to the top of the key. It's tipped away. Chasing it into the backcourt here is Hugh Gallagher. Skenevis will get it to midcourt. Goes to the left side now for Darling. And it's going to be a 30-second violation. Nobody was looking up at the clock, myself included. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Franklin. With 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 46-38. Franklin boys on top of Skenevis. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 46-38. The Franklin boys on top of Skenevis on the road here tonight. Coaches versus cancer night at Skenevis High School. Franklin with the basketball. Going right to left. Right side for Brandon Gregory for three. No good. Followed his own shot, but Skenevis got there first. Dragons back down the floor trying to get back in it. Left side here for Darling. Darling up and under. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Franklin. And back up the floor here going right to left. Franklin with the basketball. They'll be on the baseline here for Ruff. Ruff back out, touched by Darling. They'll say that he last touched it. Franklin will hold on to it with 4:25 to go in the fourth. It's 46-38. Franklin with the basketball. They go to Cerro. Cerro straight away for three. That's NBA range. Didn't put enough air under it, and Skrivas with a rebound. Dragons still have a chance. They try to get it ahead here for Darling. Spooner down low. Blocked out of there by Cerro, and it'll stay with the Dragons with 4:10 to go in the fourth. Spooner with a good take, but Cerro said no. Burton will get it in to Hugh Gallagher. Tried to punch it to the inside. It was kicked there by Brian Johns with 4:10 left, fourth quarter. 46-38 the score. Dragons will be doing the inbounding duties again. They'll work it in for Gallagher. Off the glass and good for Hugh Gallagher. He's got 8 points, and it's 46-40. Dragons hanging around. Still 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Here tonight on their home floor. Now for Mettler. Mettler lofts one back over for Gregory. For Cerro, steps in another NBA range three. Splash for Matty Cerro. And he's got 14. That was huge. Back up to a 9-point lead. Skinevas trimmed it in the first half when Franklin got it up to 9. But do they have enough time now? Darling in the corner. Steps up for a jumper. Left it short. Rebound is off the mark from Owen Schneider. He went back up for the left-handed layup. Was fouled and will head to the line. Schneider, the junior, will be shooting 1-1. That's the seventh team foul on Franklin, so both teams with 7 apiece. Foul's going to be on William Mettler, his third. Gregory is going to go to the line. And this will be John Davis coming back in, the senior. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDL. The foul shot is up and good for Owen Schneider, his first points of the game, making it 49-41. Dragons still hanging around. And with the shooting of Peyton Darling from three, if he can get open, that would be huge. That he could get back in this game. And the second shot is off the mark and no good. A rebound for Davis, fresh off the bench. We'll have a timeout taken here by Franklin. With 3.5 to go in the fourth, it's 49-41. The Franklin boys on top of Skinevas trying to hang on. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Mettler for three. The immediate pass to Billy Mettler for Franklin, and he scores to make it 52-41. It's raining threes for Mettler. Skinevas answers with a three of their own. Dylan Brundage cuts it to 52-44. What a shot. Wow. So Skinevas will not go quietly here on Coaches versus Cancer night on their home floor. Cerro into the corner now. Franklin maybe trying to throw the knockout punch here the next couple of possessions. They knock one over to Matt Cerro. Cerro in the paint, and boy, he went down hard. Going to be a foul here on the Dragons. That's a tough one. Almost looks like he traveled with 2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 52-44. Cerro will go to the line. He's got a team-high 14. Mettler has 12. Ruff with 10, and Johns with 8. Gregory with 5. So Cerro to the line here. And again, time getting late in this game. Franklin trying to throw a haymaker that could maybe put Skinevas down. Cerro with the first one to go. It's good. He's got 15. Second one coming here for Cerro. Cerro gets it to go. He has 16. And it's 54-44 with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. The Dragons with the basketball going left to right. They'll look to pass over to the far side now. They're looking for Hugh Gallagher. Gallagher in the paint. His pass was too tall for Owen Schneider and out of bounds. With 2:25 to go in the fourth. Darling's done everything he could. He's got 26 tonight. With 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin back up the floor with Mettler. Mettler now back to Cerro. Cerro on the right side in front of the Franklin bench. Chance of defense from the crowd here in Skenevis. They go to Mettler. Wants another three. Mettler from downtown. He's got 15 on 5 3-pointers. Unbelievable. It's 57-44. Can Skenevis come back from that? And the crowd, every time Mettler hits one, is just they're just on their feet. They love it. Mettler is great. And now a steal here by Brandon Gregory, trying to go coast to coast. He puts it up and in. He's got seven. And it's 59-44. Cerro knocks it out of bounds, and the momentum is all for Franklin at the moment. Thanks to Mettler and a couple of other key buckets here. This has been great here if you're a Franklin fan. They just cannot miss in the fourth quarter. A minute 40 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 59-44. Dragons will come across the midcourt timeline. Stay tuned for the postgame show after this. We'll be joined by Franklin head coach Skylar Thompson. He joined us earlier during the girls' game as well, and I'm sure he's going to be pumped up to talk about this one tonight if Franklin can hang on. Skenevis with a turnover. Purple Devils will get it back. And across the midcourt timeline, now for Cerro. Cerro has his pass intercepted by Darling. Ahead now for Owen Schneider. Schneider trying to go coast to coast. He's fouled by Cole Ruff. And Schneider will go to the line with a 1:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our three post-game awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Two awards for the winning team, one for the losing team here tonight, as Schneider's first shot from the line hit the rim 3, 4, 5 times and then bounces off. Unlucky roll there for Owen Schneider. Franklin boys on top 59-44. This was a one-point game at the start of the fourth quarter, but Franklin has really blown things open. Thanks to some hot shooting from Cole Ruff as well as William Mettler and Matt Cerro. Second shot for Schneider won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Boy, we got a jump ball here. Wow. Bodies flying, hitting the floor hard here tonight in Skenevis. With a minute 11 to go in the fourth. And we'll have a timeout taken here by Franklin with a minute 10 to go. So we'll step away. Again, Franklin leading 59-44 in this boys' contest, Coaches versus Cancer Night in Skenevis on WCDO.
ACO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Franklin boys leading Skenevis 59-44. Out of the timeout, we got about a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Franklin has the basketball. And they're just trying to put the icing on the cake here. It's been a great effort by both teams on Coaches versus Cancer Night. But Franklin, with a great fourth quarter, just trying to put the icing on the cake. Here's Mettler. Passes one back off here for Cerro. Cerro gets chipped from behind there by Darling with 50 seconds to go as he tried to steal it. And so Cerro's going to get a chance to go to the line here. You feel for Darling. 26 points tonight. That's a game high. Did a great job. But it just comes up a little short here tonight. That's his fourth, team's ninth. So Sarah will step in. At the line, in and out. Rebound is picked up by Skenevis. Skenevis back down the floor with Darling all the way, up and in. He's got 28. He saw the seas open there and was able to put it in. It's 59-46. Now we got a foul on Skenevis, and Mettler's going to go to the line with 39 seconds left. And so stepping up to the line here will be William Mettler, 15 points tonight. We'll have to ask Coach if maybe this is a career high for him. Franklin trying to get some substitutes in here. James Myers will be coming in. George Masala will be coming in off the bench here for Franklin with 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter as Mettler will step in at the line. Again, Franklin boys leading 59-46. Our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. First shot for Mettler is good. He's got 16. That ties Cerro for the team high. This is what a night for Mettler. This is great. Second shot coming here for Mettler. Mettler goes 2 for 2. 17 points for Mettler. Timeout taken just so they can get some more subs in. Cerro and Mettler will head off. Actually, Sarah's going to stay on. Mettler to the bench. He's got a team-high 17. What a night here for Billy Mettler. 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Darling. Dials up a three. It's too strong. And we'll have a rebound, but a foul with 30 seconds left. Foul's going to be on Franklin. And so back to the line is Owen Schneider. So Schneider will step in here. Good effort tonight by Skenevis on Coaches versus Cancer. Shot won't go. Rebound for John Davis. Franklin girls winning earlier tonight, 49-25 in the 5:30 tip. Now Cerro to midcourt. Cerro with 18 seconds left will toss one over to Nick McWeeny on the far side. Now back to George Masala. Masala to Cerro. Back to Masala. On the left wing side with 7 seconds left. He lost control of it. Here's Darling down the floor. Wants that right-handed layup. He's got 30. And it's 61-48. And that'll do it. That's our final score. 61-48. Franklin boys defeats Skenevis. And we'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Final score tonight, Skenevis boys falling to Franklin 61-48. Again, it was a one-point game to start the fourth quarter, but Franklin with some hot shooting pulling away here tonight. Here's our scoring summary. First for Franklin, very balanced. 17 points from Billy Mettler, 16 from Matt Cerro, 10 from Cole Ruff, 8 from Brian John, 7 from Brandon Gregory, and 3 from Leo Temple tonight. For Skenevis, a game-high 30 points for Peyton Darling, 8 for Hugh Gallagher, 6 for Wyndham Spooner, 3 for Dylan Brundage, 1 for Owen Schneider. Got to wrap up our post-game show here. as we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that to Peyton Darling tonight. 30 points. He was tremendous for Skanevis. Congratulations to him for winning our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We will give that tonight to Billy Mettler. 17 points for Franklin. I also thought he played scrappy defense and did a little bit of everything here for Franklin, and the crowd was loving it. I thought his defense on Peyton Darling was pretty good earlier. So we'll give Billy Mettler our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Billy is from Franklin. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We will give that award tonight to Matt Cerro. 16 points. He dished it. He played defense. He ran the floor. He got rebounds and did what he had to do. So Matt Cerro from Franklin is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. We're going to take one last quick break. We'll see if Coach Thompson is going to come over and join us here on the postgame show. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Our final score again, Franklin 61 and Skanevis 48. We'll be back in just a minute on WCDO.
Planning a family vacation? How'd you like to have a little extra spending cash? Well, SFCU has you covered. Simply visit an SFCU branch near you and fill out a Skip a Payment request form to skip your SFCU consumer loan or MasterCard payment. Maybe it would be more convenient to skip a payment in the summer or the fall or next holiday season. No problem. SFCU will let you choose what month you'd like to skip a payment when it's most convenient for you. Find out more about skipping a payment at SFCU with 9 branches in Sydney, Bainbridge, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, Walton, Delhi, or Hancock. Or visit sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back one last time on Coaches vs. Cancer Night here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowell. Franklin boys pull away for a 61-48 victory over at Skanevis tonight, so congratulations to Franklin. We're now joined by Franklin boys head coach Skylar Thompson. Coach, you got to be thrilled with this win and a great fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was a great, first of all, it was a very fun game to be a part of. Like, the whole game, you know, was a great game. And yeah, great fourth quarter for us. We scored 24 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And I mean, that doesn't matter who you are. That's a good quarter right there, you know. So hats off to the Skanevis team. They got a good team. You know, their record may not show it, but they got a good team over there. So Peyton Darling, obviously a fantastic player, as we talked about before the game. You know, what are you going to do to try and contain him? We definitely tried, but...
Yeah, he comes up with 30, but you guys, nice balance across the board. And talk to me about Billy Mettler throwing in 5 threes. I mean, he was fantastic tonight.
Yeah, Billy was a kid at the beginning of the year that... you know, was going to be on JV, but I saw the athleticism in him and the quickness, and it's like that's a kid that you can work with, and he has really put the time in, you know, even before our practices even start. He's in the the other gym in the school shooting, and he's really come a long way, and came up big for us tonight, so it was great to have him, you know, have a night like that, especially with Leo going down like he did again.
Yeah. We'll hope that Leo's okay. Went down early, came back in, went down again. It just seems like he's real fragile right now. It's a tough spot to be in.
You know, as anyone knows, once you, you know, do something to the ankle the first time, you know, it's so, you know, high percentage chance that you'll do it again. And that's just unfortunately what keeps happening, you know, to him. But got to give him credit, too. You know, he did it once and then came back in the game to try and help us. And, you know, you could tell he wasn't the same, but, you know, that's a tough boy right there.
Yeah, he's tough, and I'm sure we'll see him back out on the floor again this year. Great scoring tonight. Mettler with 17, Sarah with 16, Ruff with 10, Johns with 8, Gregory with 7, Temple with 3. I mean, great balance. That's really the secret to success for you guys tonight is anybody could score.
Yeah, and that's something what you and I talked about, you know, during the girls' game. You know, teams that have that great balance, that those are the teams that you always see, you know, like the Richfields and the Edmistons. You know, they have, you know, obviously their main pieces, but they get balanced scoring from everywhere. And tonight, losing our top scorer in Leo, you know, everyone stepped up and they played their role. And, you know, as you said, the balance across the board, especially from a guy like Cole Ruff, who, you know, hasn't been giving us that many points, but losing your other big in Leo, Cole stepped up and gave us a solid 10.
That was huge. So, Coach, congratulations on the win. Coaches versus Cancer Night. We'll let you get on the bus and head home, but hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yes, and by the way, for anyone listening, this guy right here is the best thing in our area. No, seriously, thank you for all you do for all local schools and local sports. You know, without you, who knows what we would be doing to get all our scores. So really, thank you so much for all you do. It's a pleasure working with you this year.
I appreciate it, man.
And I look forward to future seasons.
Yeah, we'll be here. As long as you're around, we'll be here. I promise you that. So.
Thanks, Nate.
All right, thanks. Franklin boys head coach Skylar Thompson. We'll let him hit the road home as his boys come up with a big 61-48 victory tonight, and some kind words for me there at the end. I appreciate that. It's a lot of hard work, but I love it. These nights are well worth it to see moments like that where kids are just super excited. He just ran across the court and gave Billy Mettler a big hug. So, well, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, doing double duty tonight on the doubleheader. We appreciate that, Jim, and all the other guys at CDO for helping out tonight to get this doubleheader on the air. And a big thank you to Skenevis for having us here tonight. It was a new setup, but we got it done, and it was a great spot to be here at midcourt for this game tonight. Final score, 61-48, Franklin boys over Skenevis. We'll see you next week. Tri-Valley League playoffs are starting up, and it's almost time for league championships. So make sure you stay tuned for all of that. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. Have a great weekend from WCDO.